I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about Psalms 34. Psalms chapter 34 has some amazing promises in there for us. We're going to be taking a look at this passage of scripture today and taking communion over it today. We're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 1. And the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Let me take a few minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light before our time of communion for today. Let's get started. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hands to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, so we're going to go through the other half of prayer. You know, the Bible talks about it's good, I think it's in Corinthians, it says it's good to examine ourselves before we get into our time of communion. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals to be putting into practice today, this day, putting them into practice today. It's important that we're activating and applying our faith on a daily basis. So let's talk about our first fundamental, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. But that transfer happens through forgiveness. It's the forgiveness of sins that brings us in. To be positioned in the light is, first of all, to be positioned in forgiveness, to receive that forgiveness from God, to forgive ourselves in the middle, and to walk in forgiveness with other people. And that motivation behind that forgiveness was love. Love was the motivation behind it all. For God to come and save us and redeem us, bring us into his heavenly kingdom. So to walk in the light is to walk in love. To be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love. God is love. God is light. They are one and the same. Therefore, to be positioned in the light is to be positioned in love, in his love, receiving that from him, letting it flow through us and loving other people the way that he's loved us. Now, all of this is received from God by faith. To get into the light, it takes walking by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is thanksgiving and praise. Staying positioned today in thanksgiving and praise. Think of this like the on-off switch. We talk often about what's called, we call it a pipeline of living water. God's given us these rivers of living water. In Christ, he's given us everything he has. His love, his joy, his peace, his mind, his spirit. His kingdom, His power, His health and energy, His time, His finances. He's given us everything He has, His presence. And it's learning to receive that from Him and get it flowing through us out into the world and getting positioned in the light. This is like turning on the supply. It's either on or it's off. Either we're positioned in the light or we're positioned in darkness. Staying positioned in thanksgiving and praise all day today. One of the greatest ways to keep your positioning in the light. Jesus says, if you abide in me, your lives will produce much fruit. Staying positioned in him. That's our first key to positioning. Then our second fundamental is we got to magnify that light. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. I think it's all about what we're magnifying. We're all magnifying something every day. To magnify is to make bigger and greater. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And God gives us the option. We can choose to magnify light or we can choose to magnify darkness. To magnify the light is to make God bigger and greater, to give him a bigger place to work in our lives. To use the pipeline example, think about this. We're expanding the capacity of the pipe where more can flow through it at one time. Making it bigger so more can flow through it at one time. Giving God a bigger place to work in our lives. How do we do this? It's all about what we're thinking about, what we're meditating on, what we're speaking about, what we're imagining and pondering all day long. And the reality is that can either be light or darkness. To magnify the light is to magnify God's word first and foremost. God has magnified his word above his name, it says in the Psalms. To magnify his word and give his word a bigger place in your life, a higher priority in your life, to magnify it. We can magnify his steadfast, unfailing love. We can magnify his faithfulness, that he never fails, that he's always on time, that nothing's impossible for him, that he always fulfills his promises, and all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. We're going to be reading some promises today from Psalms 34. You might say, well, these are Old Testament. This is David talking. But all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. To magnify the light is to magnify your righteousness, about who God made you to be, about your right standing with God, that you have his blessing and favor on your life because of what Jesus did, not because of your own works. To magnify those things, which means to focus on them, to meditate on them, to talk about them consistently. It begins to get established in your heart, and it begins to expand that capacity for God to flow more through you in your life. But he does give us the option. We could choose to magnify darkness, to meditate on it and think about it and roll the problems and issues and over and over and over and over and over in our mind. You've probably experienced this where you have some problem or issue, and the more you think about it, the more you talk about it, the more you work it over in your mind and you ask everybody about it, what to do, you get more stressed out, you get more confused, you feel more hopeless than when you started. Because the more you do that, the more you're toiling away trying to find the answers, solve the problems on your own, the further away from the solution you get. Because the solution's found in the light and you're magnifying darkness. Learning to spin those things back around. We're going to see today in Psalm 34. The righteous have problems. The righteous have issues. Jesus says, in this world, you have troubles. It's not denying that we have issues and troubles, but it's learning to spin that back around. We're going to see a promise today that we can stand on in this. Turn them back around. Bring them into the light and say, you know what? With God, nothing's impossible. He loves me. He's with me. Nothing's impossible for him. Turning those problems around. But this is where it's important. We have to get good at recognizing the symptoms of where I'm positioned and what I'm magnifying. When we're in darkness and we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, confusing, hopeless, like you're stuck or trapped and there's no way out. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the anxiety. Your energy levels begin to lower. You're just exhausted and tired. The fear of the future, regret over the past. Usually we're not in the present moment very much. But when we're positioned in the light, we're magnifying the light. Everything is free and easy and effortless, and growth and change are happening effortlessly. Energy levels begin to increase. That peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow. Usually you're positioned in thankfulness. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow, and it begins to equip you to function in God's strength. And it begins to lead us to our third fundamental, which is staying tuned in to God's leading and direction today. Every day, God's trying to lead us one graceful step at a time to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. And it's His voice that leads us along that path. And every day, taking the time to listen, wait for His leading, following His direction and leading in our life, getting the plan from Him. As you do these first two steps, get tuned in or position in the light and magnify the light. It's something like tuning a radio receiver, and your ability to hear much more clearly from God begins to greatly increase. All of a sudden, you'll know what to do. You get positioned in the light, you can see, you can know what to do. But then we got to take another step, our fourth fundamental. We got to take those things that we know to do, and we got to put them into action. We got to put them into practice. So I've got three daughters. So imagine I'm asking my daughters to do something. I ask them to do something, and I know they heard me, but they don't take action. They're busy doing something else, and they don't do what I'm asking them to do. Something's not right there. We got to begin to put into practice the things that we know to do. Often these things that we know to do begin to stack up and begin to pile up on the inside of us. It begins to block our clarity. It's like clogging that pipeline of living water. It's like clogging that pipeline of living water where that water can't get through to the end. There's something blocking it. There's something in the way. As we begin to take action on those things, God can begin to flow more and more and more through you. This increases the speed of the flow through the pipe. Will you wait on Him? This balance in life of waiting on Him, getting clear and knowing what to do. And then when you know what to do, you take that step. And when you begin to do this, you will get so clear on the inside. And this amazing thing happens as this pipeline begins to flow through you. It begins to magnetize you. We've talked about it before in our daily communions. Whatever you magnify begins to magnetize. In this world of science, when current begins to flow through an electrical wire, it creates a magnet. When this grace begins to flow through you, you receive it from God, it begins to flow through you and out into the world. Using those four fundamentals, it begins to magnetize you, where it begins to pull more and more of the things of God into your life. More and more breakthroughs, more and more of the things that you've been seeking for into your life. So let's take a look at this Psalms 34. So I was reading this just last night, and there's just so many amazing promises in this Psalms 34. So let's take a look. Psalms 34 of David. Interesting time when David wrote this, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left. So David was on the run from Saul. David's been anointed to be king since he was a little boy, but it didn't happen immediately. There was a big span of years between when he was anointed to be king and when he became king. And during that middle, things got a little messy. King Saul is chasing after him. He's in the wilderness. And finally, David says, you know what? I'm going to leave and go to a different country. And when he's in the presence of the king of a different country, in the presence of Abimelech, he pretends to be insane so that nothing bad happens to him, basically. So in the midst of all that, David writes this: I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will be always on my lips. Notice his positioning. He's positioned in light, positioned in praise. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. You could say magnify His name together. Let us glorify the Lord and magnify His name together. Let's get positioned in praise and thanksgiving. And then let's magnify God. Let's make him bigger and brighter and greater on the inside of us. Give him a bigger place to work in our lives. Then David says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. I was just reading the story of Moses with my kids, where Moses is in the presence of God and he comes down and his face is shining. His face is radiant. One of the concepts we talk about over this last year, we've talked about it several times, is God is the source of beauty. Those who look upon him are radiant. He is the source of beauty. He can make you radiant. When this grace is flowing through, it begins to magnetize you. It begins to make you radiant, where it's almost like you got this glow about you. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. God saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord, I like this verse here. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. And he delivers him. What does it mean to fear God? It means to have honor, respect, reverence for him. Where our goal is to seek to do what's pleasing to him in our lives. That's to fear him. And the angel of the Lord encamps around. You can't see him, but the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. And he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy people. For those who fear him lack nothing. Now notice, when you fear the Lord, honor, reverence, respect, seeking to honor him with your life. His angel camps around you and delivers you. You'll lack nothing. You'll lack no good thing. Now the lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Now notice this. He's going to teach you the fear of the Lord. Here's what the fear of the Lord is. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days. So if you want to see some good days, do the following. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Jesus says, if you would see with your eyes, hear with your ears, understand with your hearts, and turn. Turn and what? Turn and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So simple question. All of your relationships that you have, is there peace? Is there peace in all of your relationships? Jesus says, peacemakers will be called sons of God. God's children are supposed to be peacemakers. In all of your relationships, every relationship you have, is there peace? If not, how can we take some steps to reconcile that? Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. It's important to understand, who are the righteous? Jesus was made unto us righteousness, wisdom, sanctification, and redemption. He who knew no sin, Jesus, was made to be sin so that we could be the righteousness of God. We've been made righteous in the eyes of God through Jesus. And the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, which means his eyes are on you. And his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous, again, that's you, cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Again, Jesus says, in this world, you're going to have trouble. Each day is going to have enough trouble of his own, but be of good cheer. Why? Because I've overcome the world. His angels camping around you. He's there with you to deliver you. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. I think David knew this firsthand from what he'd been through. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all of his bones, and not one of them will be broken. This is actually a prophecy about Jesus. when Jesus was on the cross with the two robbers or two criminals next to him, they were going to break all of their bones, break all of their legs to speed up their death. But when they came to break the legs of Jesus, he was already dead. So not one of his bones was broken. Evil will slay the wicked, and the foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. So we're going to take communion over this. Some amazing promises in here for us. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your steadfast, unfailing love. You're watching over us. Your angels are surrounding us. You're protecting us. You deliver us from all of our troubles. You're helping us to love life and see good days. That's a passage of scripture that's repeated in Peter again. First or second Peter, it talks about this passage of scripture from Psalm 34. He who would love life and see good days. Keep an eye on your mouth. Seek good, pursue peace. Father, we thank you for this bread. That you were willing to send your one and only Son, that you loved us so much that you were willing to do that. So we could have life, that we could love life and see good days, because you're with us. Might have issues and problems going on around us, but you are with us. And that's the important thing. That the cup of your wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus, so we could have the cup of your blessing. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it. Receive it." He told his disciples that he makes you right with God and holy and perfect in his sight. You can approach him with freedom and confidence to find help in your time of need. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in the name of Jesus. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And we can have this covenant relationship with God. We can know him. I believe you see God coming through and delivering you from your troubles, helping you love life and see good days. Helps you to know his heart. You look at the story of David, eventually God fulfilled everything he had promised to David. Took a little while, but he was faithful. He eventually fulfilled everything that he had promised to David. And he'll do the same for you in your life as well. Might take a little time, but he is faithful. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Putting into practice those four fundamentals. Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. Keep that praise and thanksgiving on your lips. Keep magnifying God, his greatness, his beauty. Stay tuned in for his leading and direction today. And then take action. Do the things that you know to do today. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the Abundant Life Training Center. www.dailycommunionmeditation.com.